So, hi, I'm Tom Evans, author of This We Know, and I'm in my office currently, which is the Surrey Hills. We're standing at the top of Holmbury Hill, looking out down to the South Downs, and I've been joined today by the most wonderful person, Marie Taylor. How are you doing, Marie?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Tom. How are you?
So what do you think of the office, then?
I think it's absolutely amazing.
It's not bad, is it?
I'm very jealous.
It's not a bad office. So this is where
and
I do...
And it's sunny. It's sunny inside your office.
Isn't it
that's
great?
That's quite phenomenal.
And look, the Labradoodle's just brought us a stick as well, so he wants to join in on the interview too. So listen, thanks for one, getting hold of This We Know and leaving that fantastic review on
Amazon.
Pleasure. Much appreciated. So tell me, what do you know?
Well, I like to think I know a lot, and I guess that's probably the position of much of the population. But what I know to be true and important, I guess, at the moment, is issues around people and thinking. And I guess for me, one of the real issues that your book... It kind of not just brought to mind, but reinforced for me in my own writing, in my own sense of the work that I do as a coach, was that we are not limited humans living a limited existence, but abundant humans living an abundant existence. And that we limit ourselves only by our thinking. Now, lots of people say that, you know, it's kind of a very strong mantra of you're only limited by the thoughts that you can have. But in truth, we spend so much of our time on the planet being busy, busy, busy. And in that busyness, we kind of believe that we're productive, we believe that we are achieving, and we believe that we're successful, when in fact we very rarely stop to measure what does success mean and what is it all for. And so one of the things that I know through my work and through just the people that I coach and meet with, I guess, is that we spend too much time in fast and not enough time in our sense of slow thinking. So one of the things that I believe to be true and that I know to be important in this current time is the ability to slow down and the ability to use our slow thinking to access probably the more important aspects of life, which are not about doing, doing, doing and task, 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 but more about actually who are we? And who are we being and who are we becoming? And I think that if we all just spent a little bit more time with ourselves, on places like this, actually.
In this office.
In this lovely office on Holmbury Hill. The world would be a calmer place, a much better place. You know, it's quite interesting, isn't it? We just met two cyclists coming on the road to your office. And one of them... just coined that phrase of looking out onto the hills and saying, it's a great day to be alive.
Isn't it just? Yeah.
And that is the truth of life. And we spend too much time as humans looking at the problems of life and experiencing what we see as the problems of life. And actually not enough time appreciating the wonder of life and the wonder of just what's around us. And frankly, you know, if you decide... Today my office is Holmbury Hill, then that's all good and well. It's a kind of, that's good in my book.
A good measure of success in
yeah,
some ways, isn't it? So
indeed.
Rent-free and fresh air.
Indeed,
great.
Yeah.
So listen, so what don't you know?
I think that's a really good question. I think what I don't know is, Well, I think sometimes I struggle with not knowing, you know, why are we here? What's our big purpose as a race on this wonderful planet? And is there a purpose? Are we all kind of wandering around looking for one? So I don't know the answer to that, but I know it's good.
Would that be a problem? If we're looking for
it's
one?
It's not a problem for me.
Yeah.
It's not a problem for me when people are looking for their purpose because it's part of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the whole sense of not knowing is actually quite wonderful. It's quite a magical thing, not knowing.
It would be boring if we just knew, wouldn't it?
Well, it wouldn't only just be boring, it would be, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm not a kind of person who believes that we ought to exhaust ourselves with eternal seeking, partly because I've done that enough myself. But I think we're explorers on a plane of being, and being in that kind of exploratory state is good for the soul.
Wow.
It's good for us.
Plain of being, that'd be a great title for a book.
Wouldn't it just? I wonder who thought of that then.
Exactly. So listen, so we're on this rock, hurtling around this sun at 660 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's going fast, isn't it? We're not even noticing
and
it,
the
are
world,
we?
The world is moving under our feet at 1,000 miles an hour, and it feels like we're standing still. Mm. Some people think they're going backwards, obviously.
Mm.
But what sort of world would you like to know?
Oh, that is a wonderful question. I'd like to know a world where we appreciate more and moan less. I'd like to know a world where the possibility of who we really are now, not who we think we're going to be at some point when we die, or at some point when the Earth tilts its axis.
Mm. Or we retire.
Decide that actually we're now retired, we'll do all the things that we haven't done in life that we've spent our time working towards. That we experience that now, that we have a sense of actually living in possibility land now, right, because it's here. And we're creating it. You know, we're creating what we sit in and what we stand in and what we look out on. And so I'd like to see a world where we understand that we are forming our own destiny every minute.
Wow. Well, that is a lovely, poignant note to finish on. That's absolutely. Thank you so much sharing this time and coming to this office. And let's hope this is the first of many chats.
Yes. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.